It turns out jailed Palestinian leader Marwan Barghouti will not seek the office of president of the Palestinian Authority in the January 9th election. Close aides who met with Barghouti in his prison cell today said he's throwing his support behind Mahmoud Abbas, the man who succeeded Yasser Arafat as the head of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Yesterday, Abbas won the endorsement of the ruling Palestinian political faction, Fatah. Barghouti's anticipated entry into the race had threatened to split Fatah between a younger generation of leaders and the old guard that Abbas represents. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us on the line from Jerusalem now. Julie, yesterday there were reports that Barghouti was on the verge of announcing his candidacy. Today he says he's not running. What happened in that time?
Well, as you mentioned, the Palestinian cabinet minister, Kudura Faris, who is an ally of Barghouti, traveled to an Israeli jail to meet with Barghouti. Faris was given special permission by the Israelis to visit this prison where Barghouti is serving 5 life sentences in connection with attacks that killed Israelis, charges that Barghouti denies. But Faris went to see him armed with an appeal from the interim leader, Mahmoud Abbas, asking him to abandon any run for the presidency. The two men met for 4 hours. Faris returned to Ramallah, and flanked by Barghouti's wife and other members of the younger generation of Fatah, Faris quoted Barghouti saying he is determined to ensure unity within Fatah, that he would not seek the presidency, but rather endorse Mahmoud Abbas. Now, were Barghouti to have announced, he could have upset the entire political scene. He's a popular leader who could have threatened the hold on power of the senior leadership, but he didn't do that. He sought, in the words of Faris, unity in an election that would create a new system.
Well, for his part, did he seek anything in return for not running?
Well, we're told that Barghouti wanted a pledge from the senior leadership that the Fatah political movement itself would open up and hold elections within its own ranks. There haven't been elections inside Fatah for 15 years, and it's been a bone of contention between the old guard and the young guard. And that idea of not holding elections has essentially guaranteed that the veterans who came with Yasser Arafat from Tunisia got all the positions of authority. And the younger generation is at the point of saying, we're tired of being overlooked. And Barghouti and his allies have also been strongly critical of corruption and this authoritarian leadership of Fatah. But Barghouti won assurances from Mahmoud Abbas today that Fatah would in fact hold elections this coming August.
Julie, you were in Ramallah when Barghouti's announcement was read out tonight. What was the reaction?
Well, you know, Michelle, it was so interesting. The room was decked out like a campaign headquarters. There were Barghouti posters all over the walls. There was a crush of media. And there were a lot of people in the room who had a sense of expectation that Barghouti would announce he was running. So there were shouts of injustice that arose in the room when the announcement came that he was not. Barghouti's daughter broke out in tears. There were young men who were big supporters of his who were off in the corner consoling each other. One told me he found it even difficult to speak, but he managed to say that he thought a deal had been cooked up and served to Barghouti. Hanana Shraoui, a veteran lawmaker, said, Barghouti's decision not to run as an independent was a sign of maturity. And she said it showed Palestinian democracy at work.
But for all those supporters that were in the room and they're clearly quite passionate about Barghouti, what happens next for them?
Well, you know, we still have this deep division, a deep division between the old guard and the new guard. Tonight's announcement would appear to really be a kind of temporary truce through the election. Barghouti tonight called for a continued resistance, continuation of the intifada. And that points up the main difference between Barghouti and Mahmoud Abbas, who's been a vocal critic of violence and has called the current uprising a mistake. And that gulf is not likely to be bridged easily.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie McCarthy.